Well, you found it. This is the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. And this is episode 278. What a pleasure it is to have you join me today. Thanks for deciding to spend a few minutes around the Word of God with me. How cool is that? Today we're going to spend a little more time with the jaded King Solomon. If you were with me in the previous two episodes that we were in Ecclesiastes, remember that I said you have to hang in there until the end of the book before taking everything he has to say to heart. That reminder still stands. Let's begin as we read Ecclesiastes 6 through 8. Ecclesiastes 6. There is something else terribly unfair, and it troubles everyone on earth. God may give you everything you want, money, property, and wealth. Then God doesn't let you enjoy it, and someone you don't even know gets it all. That's senseless and terribly unfair. You may live a long time and have 100 children, but a child born dead is better off than you unless you enjoy life and have a decent burial. That child will never live to see the sun or to have a name, and it will go straight to the world of darkness, but it will still find more rest than you, even if you live 2,000 years and don't enjoy life. As you know, we all end up in the same place. We struggle just to have enough to eat, but we are never satisfied. We may be sensible, yet we're no better off than a fool. And if we're poor, it still doesn't do us any good to try to live right. It's better to enjoy what we have than to always want something else, because that makes no more sense than chasing the wind. Everything that happens was decided long ago. We humans know what we're like, and we can't argue with God because He is too strong for us. The more we talk, the less sense we make. So what good does it do to talk? Life is short and meaningless, and it fades away like a shadow. Who knows what is best for us? Who knows what will happen after we are gone? Ecclesiastes chapter 7. A good reputation at the time of death is better than loving care at the time of birth. It is better to go to a funeral than to attend a feast. Funerals remind us that we all must die. Choose sorrow over laughter, because a sad face may hide a happy heart. A sensible person mourns, but fools always laugh. Correction from someone wise is better by far than praise from fools. Foolish laughter is stupid. It sounds like thorns crackling in a fire. Corruption makes fools of sensible people, and bribes can ruin you. Something completed is better than something just begun. Patience is better than too much pride. Only fools get angry quickly and hold a grudge. It isn't wise to ask, "Why is everything worse than it used to be?" Having wisdom is better than an inheritance. Wisdom will protect you just like money. Knowledge with good sense will lead you to life. Think of what God has done. If God makes something crooked, can you make it straight? When times are good, you should be cheerful. When times are bad, think about what it means. God makes them both to keep us from knowing what will happen next. I have seen everything during this senseless life of mine. I've seen good citizens die for doing the right thing while criminals live and prosper. So don't destroy yourself by being too good or acting too smart. Don't die before your time by being too evil or acting like a fool. Keep to the middle of the road. You can do this if you truly respect God. Wisdom will make you stronger than the 10 most powerful leaders in your city. No one in this world always does right. Don't listen to everything that everyone says, or you might hear your servant cursing you. Haven't you cursed many others? I told myself that I would be smart and try to understand all this, but it was too much for me. The truth is beyond us. It's far too deep. So I decided to learn everything I could and become wise enough to discover what life is all about. At the same time, I wanted to understand why it's stupid and senseless to be an evil fool. Here's what I discovered. A bad woman is worse than death. She is a trap, reaching out with body and soul to catch you. But if you obey God, you can escape. If you don't obey, you're done for. With all my wisdom, I've tried to find out how everything fits together, but so far I've not been able to. I do know there is one good man in 1,000, but never have I found a good woman. I did learn one thing. We were completely honest when God created us, but now we have twisted minds. Ecclesiastes chapter 8. Who is smart enough to explain everything? Wisdom makes you cheerful and gives you a smile. If you promised God that you would be loyal to the king, I advise you to keep that promise. Don't quickly oppose the king or argue when he has already made up his mind. The king's word is law. No one can ask him, "Why are you doing this?" If you obey the king, you will stay out of trouble. So be wise and learn what to do and when to do it. Life is hard, but there is a time and a place for everything, though no one can tell the future. We cannot control the wind or determine the day of our death. There is no escape in time of war, and no one can hide behind evil. I noticed all this and thought seriously about what goes on in the world. Why does one person have the power to hurt another? I saw the wicked buried with honor, but God's people had to leave the holy city and were forgotten. None of this makes sense. When we see criminals commit crime after crime without being punished, it makes us want to start a life of crime. They commit hundreds of crimes and live a long time in spite of the saying, "Everyone who lives right and respects God will prosper, but no one who sins and rejects God will prosper or live very long." There is something else that doesn't make sense to me. Good citizens are treated as criminals, while criminals are honored as though they were good citizens. So I think we should get as much out of life as we possibly can. There is nothing better than to enjoy our food and drink and have a good time. Then we can make it through this troublesome life that God has given us here on earth. Day and night I went without sleep, trying to understand what goes on in this world. I saw everything God does, and I realized no one can really understand what happens. We may be very wise, but no matter how much we try or how much we claim to know, we cannot understand it all. May God richly bless the reading of His Word. I think that we can take from Solomon's teaching here in Ecclesiastes that wisdom, money, power, and everything else that man strives for does not bring happiness or understanding or peace. Solomon had it all, but at the end of his life, he realized that what God does is far beyond man's understanding. Notice that not once has he accused God of being unjust or unfair. He has said that some of the things that he has seen are unfair, but he chalks that up to just what happens in this life. And he admits in the last two verses of today's reading that we just cannot understand it. Some things we just need to leave in the hands of God. Our human heart doesn't really find that conclusion to be very satisfying, but if you don't want to drive yourself crazy trying to figure out what is impossible for our puny, finite minds to grasp, then you really do have to come to grips with that reality. We need to trust that God truly does love us, and He does. We need to trust that God truly is holy, and He is. We need to trust that He is just, and He is. We need to trust that on the last day, He will set everything right, and He will. Comments? Email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Leave a comment on the show notes page at bible.lifespringmedia.com. Look for episode number 278. Or tweet me at @_SteveWeb_, 2 B's in web. And be sure in your comment that you put #LifespringMedia. That way I'll get to see it. Will you be back for Friday's show? I hope so. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.